Praise the Lord. It's wonderful to be here in the house of the Lord today. Amen. Thankful for what he's done. Not only that, but what he's doing and what he's going to do. I like that song that says, when you can't see him working, he's working. He's busy. God's doing great and mighty things. I'm not going to tarry with a lot of yik-yak. I'm just going to get right to it here. Isaiah chapter 40. Going to read one verse of scripture. Verse number 8. I do want to say y'all sure got a good drummer this morning. Hallelujah. Pretty too. Hallelujah. Isn't God wonderful? Isaiah chapter 40 and verse number 8 says, the grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our God shall stand forever. A few months ago, I was over at the church praying and just walking around meditating and praying and really concerned about the situation and all the stuff going on in our world and our churches and pastors calling and talking to us. And in the present time, we have personally lost about 15 friends in the past few months, not all because of COVID, but 7 or 8 of them because of COVID. And it was taking a toll in my spirit. Couldn't go to any funerals, couldn't do any visitation. So our world was really shaken. And I was just pouring my heart out to God. And, you know, if you want to complain to anybody, just complain to God. He's got an answer for you. And I'm like, Lord, how is people going to make it? How are we going to stand? What are we going to do? And the Holy Spirit of God just immediately spoke in my spirit. Just stand on my word. Just stand on my word. And I went home and I got out my number one reference book, Strong's Exhaustive Concordance. If you need to know something, he'll tell you. And I began to look and I found this verse of scripture. Grass withers, flower fades, but the word of God shall stand forever. And if we're going to stand, and if we're going to make it, and we're not going to be rattled, and we're not going to be shaken, the only thing we can do is stand on something that is sure. Because it is certain that the politicians aren't sure. And I'm not on no political agenda, but you just can't. It's like Pastor said earlier, they change and vacillate from day to day. So how are we going to make it? We must stand upon the word of God. No alternative, anything else. Because this, my friend, is the only thing in this world that will stand for sure. It's a guaranteed fact today. And the Lord spoke to me, and I want to do this. I don't. But if you're going to do something, you got to put your feet on it. And you got to stand on it, Brother George. When I thought about this many, many years ago when I first started preaching, Sister Robbie and I was in Arizona in a church, and I got through preaching, and you guys know me. I move around a little bit, and not so much now that I'm an old man, but when I was young anyway, this elderly lady come up to me after service. I was like about 22 years old. And she said to me, young man, if you ever want to be a good preacher, you need to learn to stand still. Put both hands on the podium and you will make it one day. And so my response to that is, if she could only see me now. Hallelujah. If we're going to stand, we must stand on the word of God. What is the word of God? We know it's a Bible. I heard on the news this past week that the Bible's still the number one selling book in the world. Man, that blessed my heart. Not only the number one selling book in the world, but the number one selling book every year. And still the number one selling book. But what is it? John chapter 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. And the same was all in the beginning with God. And everything that was made by Him. Everything that was made by Him. But I like verse 14 that says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory as the only begotten of the Father. So the Word came to a young virgin named Mary and said, you're going to conceive and bring forth a child. How is that going to happen? I know not a man, she replied. And he said, and the Word said to her, the power of the Most High shall overshadow you. And the Word impregnated the female egg. And 9 months later, the Word became flesh. His name was Emmanuel, that is God with us. Oh, hallelujah. And the Word walked among us. And so Christ Jesus is the Word. And I like that song that they sang. When you say Jesus, you're saying the Word. And it works in all situations of life. And the Word was flesh and dwelt among us. And the Word said, it's forever settled in heaven. It ain't going nowhere. It's not going to fail. It's not going to go up and down. It's not going to get up on the wrong side of the bed. If you're going to make it in turbulent times and in hard, difficult times, through death, through financial crisis, through closing of businesses, through bankruptcy, through sicknesses and pandemics, if we're going to make it and overcome, how are we going to do it? We must stand and abide upon the Word of God. Ooh, hallelujah. Matter of fact, the Word said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my Word shall never pass away. Because if He spoke it, He will make it good. And if He said it, He will do it. I like that. He's that Word. But before that Word in bodily form ascended into glory and took His position in the throne of glory, we know it is the Great Commission. And Jesus, the Word, stood on Mount Olivet and declared to about 500 people, I want you to go into all the world and preach the gospel, or preach the Word, declare the Word. Paul, in his letter to Timothy, says, son, whatever you do, just preach the Word. Just declare the Word. And in the Great Commission, those that believe the Word, great things will happen to them. These signs shall follow them that believe. Can I say to the world today, to those listening, you don't have to add anything to it. You don't take anything away from it. It's not, I've heard a lot of folk, we need something relevant to today. May I say that it's been relevant for generations and generations and generations. And we sang it this morning. He was, He is, and He is that which is to come. The Word never changes. In our society, we put new words here and new words there so we can change it up to meet our culture. But my friend, today, this Word, it still has power. It still works deliverance when it is declared, when it is spoken, when it is proclaimed. Job said, when you decree a thing, it shall be established. He needs no help, my friend. When His Word is spoken over an audience or a congregation, Isaiah the great prophet said, it's like the rain that comes and waters the ground and brings forth seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my Word go out of my mouth, and it shall accomplish. It shall accomplish. It's a guaranteed fact that when God's Word is declared, something supernatural is going to take place. Hallelujah. Woo. You don't even know how hard this is. And he went on to say, Isaiah, and my Word shall not return void, but it shall accomplish, and it shall prosper where it is sent, because it's God's Word. His Word is spoken. What will this Word do? Romans chapter 10, that great salvation chapter, Paul says, how are people going to believe except they hear? And how are they going to hear without a preacher? So that preacher is important in your life. And how are they going to believe? How are they going to hear without a preacher? And how is he going to preach except he be sent? And then I like this. Then faith comes by hearing. And hearing what? A joke? A tale? A wives' fable? No, my friend. Hearing the word. Hearing the word that is declared unto us. And then Paul writes in it, when you hear that word and then you believe in that word, oh, hallelujah, then that word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth. That if you confess that word and believe in that word, oh, hallelujah. Philip was down in the desert and seen an Ethiopian riding in a chariot and stopped him and hopped on board and preached Jesus to him and told him about the Christ, the Redeemer, the blessed God Almighty that came in the flesh, the word manifested. Philip preached that message unto him, and the man said, what hinders me to be baptized? And Philip said, do you believe? And he said, I believe that Christ is the Son of the living God. And he took him in the water and baptized him. Believe. One young man said to me not long ago, I was in conversation with him, and he said to me, I just don't believe that. It didn't upset me. Most folks, if somebody disagrees with you, you get all upset. That didn't upset me, Brother George, one bit. I just looked at him with confidence and said, sir, it won't work for you. But if those that believe, it is the power of God. To those that believe, signs, wonders, and miracles take place. To those that have no hope, that call upon his name, he said, my ear's not deaf, my arm's not short. If you call upon the word of God, it's our anchor, it's our hope. Trusting in the word of the living God. And standing on that word when all hell breaks loose in our life and in our world, in your home, in your family, I'm going to stand on the word of God, for it is a sure thing. Hallelujah. Whew. Lord, have mercy. What else will this word do? It'll bring salvation to me. I like this. His word, the word says, man can't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the throne of God, the word of mouth of God. So his word will feed you on a daily basis, not just once a week on Sunday gathering, but on a daily basis we consume his word. The word says, taste and see that the Lord is good. I'm a fan of Bluebell ice cream. But somebody had to convince me one day it was good. I've tried to convince a lot of folks. Some believe me, some don't. But if I could get you to taste of the Lord and see that he is good. Matter of fact, the word said, they asked Jesus about praying, and in his prayer he said to them, give us this day our daily bread. You need to eat this each and every day. Don't look like many's missed many meals. Hallelujah. So, like you feed your flesh, man, you need to eat this every day. What else does it do, this word? If I stand on it, if I walk in it, if I dwell in it, if I abide in it. I love this verse of scripture in Psalms. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my pathway. A fellow said to me one time, he said, I don't know how I got off. I said, the light went out. Because if the light's shining on your path, you won't make a detour. If you got that light shining in your life each and every day, if we walk in the light as he is the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood cleanses from all sin. But if that light is on, you're not going to take off over here, take off over there. That word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my pathway. In Ephesians, I love this right here. Y'all buckle up your seatbelt. In Ephesians chapter 6, a very familiar passage of scripture, Paul writes to us. having done all to stand. Stand therefore. Listen what he encourages us to do. Arm ourselves with the whole armor of God. Shoes, a helmet of salvation. Our loins girded about with truth, to walk in truth, abide in truth, live in truth. A breastplate of righteousness, having a shield of faith to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. And as the Lord, I've preached on this hundreds of times, but as the Lord poured this into my spirit, I never thought of it on this manner. All that armor is a defensive protection against the onslaught of the enemy coming our way. Our helmet of salvation that helps us think straight and keep a sound mind. And our breastplate of righteousness to walk in godliness before him. And a shield of faith to fight off all the fiery darts of the enemy. But then he said, then we all know as sports fans, ain't none of y'all sports fans, so maybe y'all get this. We know as sports fans, one of the great cliches in the sport world is a great defense wins ball games. And that is so true. Stop the other team from scoring. So you're fighting in the enemy, and the enemy's coming all the time, and you're protecting yourself and protecting the goal line, and you're in a protection mode. But to win that ball game, you got to score some points. You ain't going to win just standing there all the time. So at some point, amen, Paul said, Tim, tell them this. This is what you need to do. Take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. My friend, this morning, we can stand in defensive mode, and we can just fight and fight and fight. But at some point, hallelujah to God, if you pick this up and you go on the offense, taking the sword of the Spirit, and you go on the offense. So I've been in this, say, three quarters, and I've been just holding my ground, but I ain't got but one quarter left. And if I'm going to win, I must overcome the enemy. And the only way you can do it, oh, Brother George, is stand on that word, pick it up, the sword of the Spirit. Let a spirit of Zorro get a hold of you and just go to work with it. Hallelujah. And take it against the enemy, and take that sword of the Spirit and declare to the enemy, it is written, I'm not a victim, but I'm a victor. Greater is he that lives in us than he that lives in the world. It is written, my God's going to supply all of our need according to his riches in glory. You got to declare the word of God. It's the only thing that'll work. A song, it'll make you feel good, but it ain't going to drive back the enemy. But when you pick up the word of God and declare, Satan can't combat this. He don't know what to do with this. Matter of fact, the Bible said, don't worry about stuff happening when they bring you before kings and rulers. And the Holy Spirit will give you the words to say, and they won't know how to respond to that. There is no weapon formed against me that shall ever prosper. Hallelujah. There's a sport called fencing. It's not real popular, but I remember in high school we had it in PE class for about a couple of weeks. I hated that, but here I am 50 years later talking about it, so it did have an impact on me. Fencing, you got the armor on. I think it's even in Olympics. You got the suit, the helmet. And if you just stand there, they're just gone. But when you go on the attack, with the word of God, my friend, this ain't just paper and ink. This is the living word of God that I'm standing on. Though all hell assail me, I'm going to stand on the word of God. Hallelujah. One of my best friends in life, 40-year friend, was run over by a log truck a few weeks ago, a couple of months back now. Out of 15 friends, a pastor friend's wife committed suicide in the pandemic. Several pastor friends died on ventilators, couldn't even get to them, couldn't even hold their hand, couldn't do anything, just locked out of society. How do we stand? How do we make it? Through not having church and not being able to gather up finances. Are we going to survive? How are we going to pay our bills? Meetings canceled. Churches closing down. You know what we do, my friend? I've trusted in this book. I've leaned upon this book and not in our own understanding, but to know that God's word is truth and it's real and it's not just paper and ink. It's the living word of God. And when we get a hold of it, all hell assail me, I shall not be moved. Hallelujah. Whew. One last thing I want to share with you. We all know natural disasters happen in people's lives. Bad things happen to good people. We all know that. Just as hurricanes, tornadoes drop out of nowhere and bring devastation and wreak havoc over families and homes and communities. Whew. Some folks never recover from it, but some people are just strong. We will build again. We've seen that on TV lots of times. And so it is in the spirit. David was out winning wars and God was blessing him, but while he was gone, the enemy snuck in behind him, stole all the women and children, and burnt the city to the ground. And when he got back home, there was nothing there. So the hurricane of life blew him away. Matter of fact, the Bible said he was greatly distressed that day. What do I do? When the storms of life blow us off the word, bring devastation, because it happens. Ain't no need of denying it. It happens. I've fought some mental battles in through all this stuff. Last year when I had heart surgery, and I didn't even have a meeting for 4.5 months. How do you do? I just stand on this. Just trust in this. Maybe not anybody in here, but maybe out there somewhere, life has sent a hurricane your way. And it wrecked you so. We've all seen it. Trees laid over like toothpicks. We've all seen tornadoes hit places and left it devastated. I know an Assembly God church in Alabama, in Birmingham. The Baptist church across the street had one shingle off of it. Right across the street, the big Assembly of God church was smashed. It wasn't nothing but a slab, clean as a whistle. It was totally wiped out. And our lives get like that sometimes. What are we going to do? I made up my mind a long time ago. Trouble may come. Sickness, disease, financial crisis, chaos, family issues and problems. I've been blowed off of it a few times. But with everything in me, man, I feel the Holy Ghost. With everything in me, this is what I know I must do. I can't call up somebody, text somebody, you have a word for me? Run to the next big time preacher's church meeting. Do you have a word for me? I'm going to get in that line and get me a word from God. I ain't never done that. You know, I was done. If I got to crawl my way, if I'm like the guy at the pool for 38 years, just inching my way back there, whatever I got to do, I'm going to get back on this. I'm going to get back on this, whatever, because I know for the past 40-something years, this has carried us through
every situation of life. And whatever I have to do, I'm going to crawl my way back to this. And I'm going to get up on this. I may not look the best. Been through a hurricane. My hair's messed up, if I had any. Hallelujah. I've been almost wiped out and destroyed. Mentally, I'm not in full capacity. But if I can get back on this word, He is the repairer of the breach. He is the restorer of my life. He is my restoration, oh great God of glory. Whatever I have to do, church, I'm going to get back on this word. And Isaiah 40 said, and my word shall stand forever. No politician can make it go away. The political agendas of our world have called us the deplorables of our society. But I just stand on His word and smile real big. I'm glad to be a deplorable. Because they can't do anything with this. Like Pastor said earlier, we must suck it up, buttercup, and get it together and say we're going to stand on God's word. Hallelujah. Would you stand? Glory to God. My mother-in-law preached a message one time, and she said, I can't believe I said all that in 20 minutes. And one of my friends said, no, it wasn't. It was 40 minutes. Hallelujah. I know in our world today, I'm old-fashioned, and I still got a paper Bible. But some of you got iPhone Bibles. Some of you got iPad Bibles. Whatever. As long as you got this word. And this morning, I just want to ask you, I'm going to make a recommitment to God today. Through all this stuff, and now we got a reoccurrence and a resurgence. And people, we just don't know what to do. Some churches I go to, they don't believe in masks. Some you go to, everybody believes in masks. Lord, help us, Jesus. I went to one church, and the pastor was standing outside under the carport, and he had a long string of tape, and it had red, green, and yellow dots on it. I said, what are them? He said, if you don't want nobody to touch you, put a red dot on your blazer. And if you want to elbow somebody, put a yellow one on. And if you're a hugger, put a green one on. I said, I don't know what to do. Give me a green one. Because I ain't worried about myself. It's all them other people. We don't know if we ought to knuckle bump, suck it up, elbow. Just wave at people. But there's one thing for sure. Things come. We sang it this morning. Things rise and things fall. But this is the hope of the church. This. We're going to stand on this. While Brother Landy sang something, could we take your Bible? What if it's paper, if it's iPad, iPhone, IHOP, whatever it is. Amen. Hold it up to you. I'm not going to ask you to stand on it like I did because I don't want to break nothing. But hallelujah. Hold it up to your chest and declare, God, help me today. And there may be somebody maybe out there somewhere, Facebook or in the house of the Lord right now that's saying, I've been blowed off of it. This is more than I could handle. This week, one of my longtime true friends passed away from COVID Friday. Then they put his wife on a vent yesterday. All that stuff. When you come to a place in life, Brother George, where all your friends are dying, you start questioning, am I next? How long am I going to live through this? Am I going to make it? Oh, we're not putting our head in the sand, but we're going to stand on God's word. We're going to abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. Dwelling in a secret place. God, this word, I'm going to stand and trust in this word. I believe it. I believe it even in social distancing. I've had pastors say, we just lay hands on people. Pastor friend called me this week and said, pray for Pastor so-and-so. 10 people in the church have COVID because they prayed for somebody that had it. Now it's sweeping through the church. We just don't know what to do. But if we just have to speak the word like Jesus did to the lepers when they stood afar off. They social distance and said, Lord, have mercy. And he said, go show yourself to the priest. And as they went, they were healed. God of heaven, we're just going to have to believe your word today. I'm not going to be shook or rattled by all this stuff. I'm not going to get upset if folks don't believe. I'm just going to stand on this. I was in a horrible place, and he picked me up, and he set my feet, Brother George, on a solid rock, and he established my goings. Heavenly Father, this morning over this congregation, help us today to renew our commitment, our faith of standing and abiding in your word, to believe that you are, and beside you there is no other. There is none like you. There is none equal to you. And you have no rivals. Lord, I like the words of that. If we stand on your word, you will fight for us. You will strengthen and you will help us. There are many that may be sick, lost loved ones. Lord, help us in the midst of our battle. And Lord, then we take up the sword of the Spirit and we begin to combat the enemy. Through the power of your word today, we decree this morning God's word impregnating our life to bring forth life in the name of Jesus. Sing a little chorus, Brother, in Amazing Grace, if you don't mind. Hallelujah to God.
Amazing grace, how sweet.
It don't matter how old it is, it still sounds good.
That saved a wretch like me.
Hallelujah.
I once was lost.
But now I'm found.
But now I'm found. Was blind.
God touch and heal today.
Now
we already prayed. Lord of heaven, help us to abide in your word.
Amazing
your word,
grace,
walk in your word, live in your word,
sweet,
washed in your word, cleansed by your word,
that saved a wretch
we bless you.
Like me.
Come on, Kev.
I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind. But now I see. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost. But now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see.
As I sat in church today, my mind went outside the four walls of this holy place to where the rubber's meeting the road for many people. A lot of people in despair, a lot of people are fearful, and there's not a person in here today that fear has not jumped on you. But let me tell you what will happen after this morning. These words will come back. We will be reminded that in all that's going on in our world, what all's going on in your world, if we're standing on God's word, all is well. We'll take it with us. Thy words have I hid in my heart. Wherever you go, you're going to take the word of God with you. So thank you, Brother Batchelor. And thank all of you. Amen. Amen. I thought I was just getting a daughter-in-law. No, I got much, much more than that. I don't know how we're kin, other than we're the proud grandfathers of Boston and Bliss. And that's a big, big thing to me, Brother Batchelor. Thank you all for coming. God bless you. Father, we thank you for all that's happened in this house today. What's happened in the hearts of your people. And we have been reminded, upon your word we will stand, and we will be victorious. As we leave this house today, we leave this house with a fresh word and yet an old word. We will leave here with your word hidden away in our hearts. Overshadow us with grace, protection, your loving kindness. And we pray this prayer today in the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus Christ. And could everybody together say amen. God bless you.